This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, I'm not Wayne. Wayne should be coming in his office right now to say hello to you guys. There he is. I heard a door slam.
I'm here. You know, it's always the same reason I'm late. I'm talking to Andrew Paul, my producer, and I look down at the phone and I go, oh, my gosh, it's late, and I raced back to the studio.
I mean, Lee Elsie was ready to go. By the way, Lee did a fantastic job last week, I have to say.
Oh, great, thank you. We're listening to Chris O'Sullivan, who's my board op and associate producer of the show, and Lee Elsie, of course, is my guest and often guest host when I'm on vacation or when I'm away for a day or two to give a speech or just on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour of the show. And Lee is the host with the mostest, and that's why I made sure that he is the one that I picked out of everyone in the whole country to be my guy. So he didn't need to do it this time, but it was close. I was standing there talking to Andrew, and I was like, I think it's getting late. And I look down, and I'm like, what? What? It's 06. You've got to be kidding me. So I'm back. I'm back. Thanks, Chris, for filling in for a second. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, everyone thinks Afghanistan's the big story. Of course it is. I mean, that's all I talked about in the last hour, Afghanistan. But it's really not the big story, because the big story that affects your life on a daily basis is the border. And the border just keeps getting worse. But, you know, what makes me upset about Afghanistan, you know, it's the worst foreign policy blunder in the history of America. And it's awful, and it's terrible, and I keep stating all the terrible ramifications. That's the word I was looking for when I was talking to Brigitte. I said the results, you know, of what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan are A, B, and C. And I told her what I thought, and she agreed. And we had a nice conversation about it. Number one, that we look like weaklings. Weaklings and cowards. And so there's going to be countries all over the world like China and Russia and North Korea and Syria and Iran. All the enemies of America are now emboldened because it's obvious that under Biden, we're a bunch of cowards and weaklings and we run with our tail between our legs. So that's number one. And number two is that terrorists, thousands of terrorists, 5,000 plus, were released from prison by the Taliban when they took back the country. And so all the terrorists that hate America and have a grudge against America and want to kill Americans in terrorist attacks are all now free. So this is going to be a terrible, terrible situation for us for years to come, because the worst murdering scum in the world are now free. And they've got a vendetta against America. So that's another bad one. And then the third one is every single country in the world that could have been our friend, that wanted to be our friend, that wants to help America and partner with America and save the world from bad guys, now has learned a valuable lesson. Do not do it. Do not partner with America, because eventually they abandon you. And when they do, your people will pay the price. They'll be killed. They'll be slaughtered. They'll be raped. They'll be tortured. And so, you know, it's Saigon rooftop evacuation part two. It's all over again. We didn't even learn a lesson from Saigon. We didn't learn a lesson from the World Trade Center, because it's like the World Trade Center part two. You know, think about the World Trade Center. What's the most enduring memory besides the actual buildings falling? I mean, that's the first thing I think of, is the buildings melting down. But the second thing I immediately think of is the bodies falling from the, you know, 100 floors up and 80 floors up and 90 floors up. The people jumping out the windows. And that reminds me of the enduring image of this fall of Saigon Part 2, this fall of Kabul, Afghanistan. It's off, and then eventually they lose their grip and they fall to their deaths like the World Trade Center people. Just some terrible, terrible images. So, look, Afghanistan is bad. It's certainly not a good thing. But it's still small in the scheme of things because it has nothing to do with your daily life. What has to do with your daily life is the border and what's coming through that border. And by the way, my great friend, Colonel Joe, who listens to this show, is a retired United States military colonel, United States Army colonel, and a great friend of war and the show. And he believes that this is a disaster for another reason that I haven't even brought up yet. He believes that this is all part of the, you know, what's that famous saying Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste? Whether it was planned or not this way, even if it just happened to go this way, now they're going to use this crisis as an opportunity. What's the opportunity Democrats are going to see? An opportunity to bring in tons and tons and tons of Afghanistani, what do you call a person from Afghanistan? An Afghanistani? I don't know. Afghans, tons of Afghans into the United States. And the Afghans know that, and they're going to slip sleeper cells of terrorist murderers into the group that comes. Will some of them be good people? Yes. Some of them will be American, you know, friends and interpreters that helped us during the war for 20 years. And we love them, and we think they're great. We'll bring them in. But included in those thousands we're going to ship to America are going to be plants. Terrorist cell plants. Planted among the good ones to come here and wreak havoc with the United States. That's what Joe believes. He believes that Democrats are going to bring in all these people now. This is going to be an excuse to bring in half of Afghanistan. And they're going to import them, and they're all going to be sent to specific districts, congressional districts, to make them permanently Democrat. Just like they did when they imported Somalis into Minnesota, they're going to import Afghans into a specific military base in Wisconsin to set up one or two districts there, congressional districts, to be permanently Democrat. They've already announced, you know, one large group is going to this military base in Wisconsin. He thinks there'll be many more, just like Somalis and how they destroyed Minnesota. And he also mentions, by the way, my great friend Colonel Joe, that, and I mentioned this when I was talking to Brigitte, that when the fall of Saigon happened, guess who was a junior senator? Brand new senator, young guy, Joe Biden. And he advised the administration that was in office at that time. I mentioned Nixon, but it was actually Gerald Ford. Nixon had been pardoned by Ford, and Ford was now president, former Speaker of the House, Gerald Ford from Michigan, becomes president, and the fall of Saigon happens under Ford's watch, not under Nixon's. And so Biden was a junior United States senator convincing then-President Ford that the exit from Saigon was just fine. Everything was fine. Do it. Do it. Get out. Fly the people out in the helicopters. Leave everybody else to die. So Biden has now done this twice in history. The two worst debacles, perhaps, in the history of American politics. In the history of American foreign policy. Both have Joe Biden's fingerprints all over the disaster. Quite incredible. Quite incredible. And, you know, what drives me crazy is that all of this is taking away from what really matters in the United States, what matters to you and me. Because, you know, it's just like Vietnam. Vietnam, in the end, didn't really matter. It was terrible, just like this is. It was terrible that we stabbed our friends in the back. It was terrible that we left so many to die. It was terrible that the country was taken over by communists and we let it happen. It was terrible that we went there and spilled blood and lost arms and legs and so many boys came home in body bags. And it was all for nothing because we just got up and left and let it happen. And we've just done it again. But in the end, it doesn't, you know, other than the families of these poor American military men and women who die or lose their limbs, it doesn't come home and affect the average person that much in America. It really doesn't. Vietnam really didn't, except it seared the psyche that, you know, America was not the superpower it thought it was. Some of these things are really about psychology. But what does affect you and me, every single American, on a daily basis, and will affect us for the rest of our lives, and will get our kids killed, and will bankrupt the country, and will destroy the country's values, and this isn't going to be America anymore, and there's not going to be any American exceptionalism, is not Afghanistan, as horrible as it is. It's horrible. You know, it's Custer's last stand. It's a disaster for America and our image around the world and our military. But what's really important, significant to the average American, is that 40% of the migrants coming through the border in Texas in the last 2 weeks have tested positive for COVID-19. See, that's the real issue, is this nation is going to get locked down again, and it's because Biden is importing COVID into our country and releasing these migrants all over the United States, busing them and flying them all over the United States at taxpayer expense, giving them lawyers at taxpayer expense, and food and vouchers and welfare for probably the rest of their lives, but certainly for years to come, and he's letting in millions of them. And 40% of the migrants just in Texas alone tested positive for COVID-19 recently. What do you think they're testing? What percentage in the rest of the country? It's no different anywhere else than Texas. What do you think? He picks the ones with COVID and sends them to Texas? No. I think every single one of these immigrants that's coming in, every group in every city, in every small town, in every state, they're all large percentage infected with COVID. And they're spreading it all over this country. But I have no doubt he makes sure that more than a normal amount are sent to Texas. No doubt about that. There's no doubt the Democrat Party wants to ruin Texas and turn it Democrat blue. There's no doubt that we can never win an election again if Texas turns blue. So this is the game plan of the Democrat Party. Open the borders, let everybody in, send a larger percentage to Texas than any other state to try and ruin it 5 years from now or sooner. And if they have COVID, so be it. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, Wayne Alaroot here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War the Warrior. A great fan and friend of the show is Gianna, and she wanted me to mention that there's an event going on in Las Vegas. I know it's a national show, but we have a huge Vegas audience, and I wanted you all in Vegas who are listening on 790 AM KBET to know there's a huge event for Republican women going on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 2 days from now, August 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. It is the Summer Mixer for the Republican Women of Las Vegas. It's an evening with Nevada's gubernatorial candidates, and everyone is invited. The attire is business casual. It's $50 for members and $55 for non-members. It's at the Hughes Center. Of course, that is Howard Hughes we're talking about. But it's the Hughes Center. It's Elysian at the Hughes Center, which I assume is a ballroom where they host events. Elysian at Hughes Center at Howard Hughes Parkway in Las Vegas. Members 50, non-members 55. RSVP online, RepublicanWomenOfLasVegas.com. RepublicanWomenOfVegas.com. Chris, do we have Gianna on the line to talk about? We do. Okay. Gianna, how are you?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Tell us about your summer mixer coming up this Wednesday. Women can RSVP, or anyone could come, right? It's not just women.
Anyone
can Republican
come.
Women.
It's
anyone
for
come.
Women. It's a fundraiser.
Okay.
Hey, Wayne, so it's at my Sky Lounge. We rented the Sky Lounge at the Elysian. It's absolutely beautiful. Has a breathtaking view of Las Vegas. We have music, food, drinks. We have let me get my list so I can be sure. I had a tough time getting connected. We have confirmed that Guy Nora is coming and Barack Zilberg. They're both running for Republican governor positions. And it's going to be great. What else can I say? I'm going to be there. That's all that matters.
All right. So it's $50 for members, $55 for non-members. It's the Republican candidates for governor, and it is a RSVP. So you RSVP at RepublicanWomenOfLasVegas.com. Get to meet the candidates for governor, an evening with Nevada's gubernatorial candidates for the Republican Women of Las Vegas. And Gianna, are you kind of organizing the event? Is that what's going on?
I'm not organizing, but I am the MC, and I just want to tell people it's free parking. There will be music, food, and drinks, so it's no reason not to come.
All right, very cool. RepublicanWomenOfLasVegas.com is where you find out about it, or you text. You can text 702-354-2644, 702-354-2644. It's happening this Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m. Gianna, thanks for letting us know.
Thank you, Wayne. Bye-bye.
All right. So, again, national show. Matter of fact, we just added Portland, Oregon. We just added South Dakota. I got to find out what cities, but it's like four cities in South Dakota. And so we'll let you know about those two new affiliates. But we're all over the United States and growing fast. Added two while I was on vacation for a week. Portland and South Dakota both came on while I was on vacation. So a lot of good things happening. And so sometimes you hear this Nevada-centric talk on the show. It's because I'm based in Las Vegas. Vegas, and I've got a huge audience in Vegas, and we dominate afternoon drive in Vegas, and so it's a little bit of it's a national show, but with a little bit of Vegas flair to it, and I think most people love Vegas all around the country, and so I don't think anybody minds when we talk a little Vegas. Coming up, by the way, in the next segment, we've got a great discussion of what's happening, a financial discussion of what's happening in as far as gold and silver goes, and as far as the stock market goes and the economy goes. And coming up at the top of the hour, the third hour, hour 5 o'clock on the West Coast, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, I've got my column that just came out over the weekend. Usually I read them to all of you, my latest commentaries that are nationally syndicated on Sundays. You get them, you get to hear them early, sneak preview on Thursdays or Fridays, but obviously I was on vacation last week, so you haven't heard it. So the column is entitled, If Trump Was President, Not One Democrat in America Would Be Vaccinated. Not one. I mean, this is a joke. You do realize Biden was scoffing at the vaccine when Trump was president. You do realize his vice president, Kamala Harris, was scoffing at the vaccine when Trump was president and saying, I wouldn't take it. I don't trust Trump. If Trump was president right now, no Democrat would be taking this vaccine. And instead, it's Democrats who are saying, if you're not taking the vaccine, we're not going to allow you to go out to eat ever again, or go to a bar, or go to a nightclub, or go to a strip club, or go in a retail establishment. You won't be able to walk in CVS if you need a drug. You won't be able to walk into a supermarket. You'll starve to death. Can you imagine if Trump was president and he suggested that Democrats who didn't trust the vaccine should be starved, should never be allowed to CVS again, or a supermarket again, or a restaurant again? Just think about that. Wait till you hear my commentary at the top of hour number three. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan happened faster than he expected. The president also defending his actions in withdrawing troops.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way. that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
For the first time ever, federal officials are declaring a water shortage at Lake Mead in the southwest. The Bureau of Reclamation, which oversees river operations, announcing the shortage as the lake level has dropped to 1,068 feet. The declaration means restrictions will be put in place in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, country is hanging by a thread. We're going down like the Hindenburg, and what did I say, a future column I'm about to write? It's on my... Martin Luther King. We can never be violent. Because you see what happened on January 6th. I don't believe we were violent then. We can never be violent. And I have a letter here from Stephen. Hi, Wayne. Could not agree more. Scott McKay, Dan Bongino, and many more all agree. Protest by the thousands or by the millions peacefully. And have security contingency plans to counter and deal with infiltration and disruption by Antifa. Just my thoughts. Thanks, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Civil disobedience is the answer. It's the only way we're going to save this country. Cannot be violence ever from our side. Civil disobedience. Sponsor of this segment is a great company called Asset Strategies International, otherwise known as ASI, and my good friends Michael and Rich Chekin, who are the principals at ASI, and it is an uncle and a nephew, Michael and Rich Chekin. And right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the price of gold while supplies last. They're the definition of honest, 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients, all of that with zero complaints. 39 years in business, $5 billion in sales, 20,000 clients, zero complaints. So it's really a great company. You know that you're going to get great service. You know there's credibility. You know there's integrity. You know that the economy has massive inflation. Every stat out, including some today I haven't got to yet, point to massive inflation. We've expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices higher, food prices higher, used car prices dramatically higher, energy prices dramatically higher. Inflation is here and going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over the price of gold while supplies last. That's 800-831-0007 or go to assetstrategies.com. And for this segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of my favorite topics, which is gold and precious metals. So I got Rich Chekin here to talk about it. The COO and president of Asset Strategies International is Rich Chekin. Welcome to the show, Rich.
Me?
Rich, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we got you. Loud and clear.
Okay, yeah,
hey,
great
Rich,
to be
welcome.
Here. Thank you.
Welcome. So we want to talk about the flash crash in gold. It dropped 4.5% at the beginning of last week, and that's stunning to me because everybody, it's out of the bag, man. The cat's out of the bag. Everybody can see there's massive inflation, and it's here to stay in everything you buy that matters, and yet gold is going down? It makes no sense to me. Why would there be a flash crash?
Well, just to put people's minds at ease, I mean, I think everybody got frustrated when they saw that, Wayne, but the bottom line is, you know, gold market is not immune from the types of things we're seeing in other markets now that there's all this, you know, automatic trading, black box trading, et cetera. So there was a sell order for about $4 billion worth of paper gold that went through right before the markets opened. Basically, it was Sunday night, early Monday morning. Nobody could do anything about it but sit back and watch it in the Western world. And the trades went through. It triggered a whole bunch of stop loss selling and everything else, takes the price down even lower than it probably ever should have. But, you know, in the end, it settled. It's building back up again, recovering very quickly. I mean, we were at one level. We dropped significantly. We're already back up near $1,800 an ounce just 1 week later. So gold is resilient. I think people see the need for it. I know central banks are buying it with both arms, and I think individual investors should be their own central banks and buy gold as well right now. It's at bargain basement prices.
Well, you know that Wayne Root sees the need for it because I'm buying it with both hands. And I believe that inflation is, you know, look, I argued for even during the years of Trump and of course for the 8 years of Obama before that. So for 12 years, I argue that even though inflation always looked low, it was never low. Because when you look at the inflation index, they took all the things that are going sky high that you need on a daily basis out of the inflation index. So it was just a corrupt, false way of looking at inflation. It's been high for many years now, but now it's out of control. It is just absolutely out of control. And if you've tried to buy a house lately, and if you've tried to buy food, and if you try to buy rent a car, I just got back from a vacation. I can't even explain to you how expensive the car rentals are. There's so much more than that. They're double what they were a year ago. And houses in Las Vegas are through the freaking roof. They're now at an all-time high prices. They've recovered all the problems from 2007, 2008, and they're now higher than they've ever been in history. Things are, and gas, I just paid $4.50 at the gas station this morning. $4.50 a gallon. I almost fainted. It was $90 to fill up my car. So, I mean, everything is through the roof. So I'm a big believer that gold is the answer. And you and I, every time we meet and have this discussion, we talk about the record of gold since the day the Fed was founded and how people who had $1 million in cash now have probably around $40,000 is the value of that $1 million in cash all these years later since 1913. And if you had $1 million in gold in that same moment in time today, you'd have, I think it's $50 or $60 million worth of gold. So the differences are stark between holding cash, otherwise known as fiat money, and holding gold or silver or precious metals. It's always there for you in times of trouble, right? It's not an investment as much as an insurance policy.
There's no question about it. And, you know, people get tied to the price because they measure gold in terms of the euro or the dollar or what have you. And Wayne, you know my thoughts. We've talked about this. I think they have it completely messed up. If you're going to measure anything, right, you want a consistent, reliable measure of whatever that is. So, look, for instance, give you an example, length. You take a 12-inch ruler, you measure your desk. Let's say your desk is 5 feet long. The next day, you cut an inch off the end of that ruler, you measure it again, and it's going to be more than 5 feet long. Did the desk grow? Of course not, right? But that's what we're doing. We're measuring anything to see its value with dollars, which are losing value. We're cutting inches off the end of it on a regular basis, and then we're getting a higher number, and we're saying, oh, we're wealthier, or look, our 401k is higher, or our house is worth more. It's not. Gold is the constant measure. If you measure everything in gold, you get a standard, and you'll see the decline in the dollar over time.
All right, let's talk about the 50th anniversary of President Nixon taking us off the gold standard in response to increasing inflation. You know, I was a guy who fought on behalf of Nixon. I was a little kid, by the way, when Nixon was Watergate and impeachment and all of that. But, you know, my family were Republicans. They loved Nixon. And I fought for him in school and tried to take on debates with all comers in school at a young age. And all these years later, I don't like Nixon anymore. I think he made the most tragic mistake in the history of finance by taking us off the gold standard. So it's not the 50th anniversary of a good thing. It's the 50th anniversary of a very bad thing for America's future from that point on, right?
Well, there's no question. I mean, it depends who you talk to. I mean, the people that want to just spend and spend and spend money we don't have and kick the can down the curb and leave that bill, if you will, for dinner for our kids and grandkids, they're happy with that decision because the government no longer has to balance their checkbook and, you know, the politicians could give anybody that's going to vote for them whatever they want. So they're really happy with the decision, but I think it's completely fiscally irresponsible. I think world power through history that has the ability to control the money supply and then became fiscally irresponsible, started clipping or whatever, you get the tally sticks, whatever it was over time, they basically debased the currency, and it was a signal of the end of the empire, if you will. Now, I'm not predicting the world's going to end tomorrow, the U.S. is going to drop off the face of the earth. Don't get me wrong. We're still a dominant world power, but we're showing signs of decay, and one of those things is the currency and losing financial power, if you will, in the eyes of the world. That's what's happening with the dollar, and it will eventually affect their standards of living. The way to protect yourself, you know what I always go back to is gold. That's how you protect yourself. That's how central banks are protecting themselves right now.
I think if anything,
gold reserves.
Rich, I think if anything, we're talking to Rich Chechen, who is the president and COO of Asset Strategies International. If anything, you're being too kind to America. I think it's already turned into a Hindenburg type of situation. I'm not saying it can't be reversed, but the fire, the country's on fire. The crime wave and the drugs and the border and what's happening in Afghanistan. I know you're an ex-military man yourself and a veteran of the United States Army and West Point, and you're a good man. And I'm just arguing that we are in a lot of trouble right now. And anytime you're in trouble, gold is an insurance policy. If you're scared,
yeah,
gold is a great insurance policy.
No question. I mean, there's a lot of things right now that we could see ties to the 70s. I mean, you mentioned Nixon's decision a day ago, 50 years ago, right? The temporary withdrawal from the gold standard. I still see the images. I grew up as a child seeing those color images of people being evacuated off the roofs of the building in Saigon. We're seeing it again in Afghanistan, in Kabul. You know, if you don't have a clear objective, we probably could have called this scenario 20 years ago. If you don't have a clear military objective, why is the military there in the first place? I don't want to get into the politics of it all, but, you know, the bottom line is this was set up 20 years ago, and this was guaranteed to happen without any sort of clear objective. You look at inflation, it had double digits in the 70s. And like you
said,
if you don't like the numbers, just change the way you calculate them and come up with a lower number and sell that to everybody. And that's what we've been doing for years. But the inflation is as bad as you say.
What's that famous saying, Rich? History doesn't just repeat, it rhymes. And that's what it's doing now. It's rhyming the 1970s. By the way, call ASI today at 800-831-0007 or go to AssetStrategies.com. Thank you, Rich.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, two new affiliates in the last week. We'll let you know about those in the next day or two, the call letters and where they are, but Portland and South Dakota. Great to be active in adding new affiliates all the time. More and more people waking up to Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to mention a sponsor of this show, Liberty Projects. We have a bunch of new sponsors coming on in September as well. Very excited about that. But Liberty Projects has been with us for quite a few months now. I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I'm today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about both veterans and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other vets. They're saving vets' lives by putting them together with horses, and they're helping them with red tape as they guide, support, and assist them through the maze of post-military paperwork. Thank you, Liberty Projects. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. They've assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. So starting at the top of the next hour, I'm going to read you my commentary that came out in newspapers around the country this weekend. It is entitled, If Trump Was President, Not One Democrat in America Would Be Vaccinated. And I think you'll find it very, very, very interesting. Obviously, the big topic today is Afghanistan and the fall of Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, that Biden never saw coming. Quite amazing. But there's other things that tie into it that I think are even more significant than the actual disaster itself. And it is the worst disaster in the history of American foreign policy. But number one is on the day that Kabul fell, collapsed, taken back by Muslim radical extremists. On that very day, the United States Embassy in Kabul was flying the gay pride flag. I mean, there's something mentally wrong with us as a country. There's something mental you're using or what orifice you're using. I really don't give a damn. You could be as gay as you want to be. But I'm not flying your flag. Do you fly my flag? Any gay people out there, any lesbians, any transsexuals, any bisexuals, any gay men hanging out in gay bars? Any of you fly the straight man's flag? Why should I fly your flag? You don't fly my flag, I don't fly your flag. America's not a country divided into tribal fiefdoms. What are we, the MS-13? We're a bunch of gangbangers? Look, it's the gay gang. Let's fly their flag. How bizarre. How ridiculous. What the hell's the United States got to do with a gay flag? Because you make up 3% of the population, I'm supposed to go whoop-de-doo? I'm flying your flag now? Most ridiculous, absurd, racist thing I've ever heard in my life. It's an affront to every straight person. It's an affront to every white person. It's an affront to every black person. It's an affront to every person who's American. What the hell has this got to do with white or black or Republican or Democrat or gay or straight? Why are you flying gay flags at American embassies? That really kept the Taliban away, didn't it? Must have really scared them. Must have put the fear of God in them. They must have gotten a chill down their spine. Look, it's the gays. Look, it's the transsexuals. Stay away. We can't fight them. And then they took over the town and killed everyone. I mean, it was just so scary to think of a gay flag. I mean, that makes them stand down right away, doesn't it? So again, I have nothing against gay people. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your bedroom. It's not my business to fly your flag. I have a lot of gay friends. I don't want to fly your damn flag. I can't think of any of my gay friends that fly my flag. Do you fly the white, straight Republican flag? So bizarre. So ridiculous. And it all leads to the downfall of America. Not fly gay flags. Flying straight flags leads to the downfall of America. We're not a nation of gay and straight. We're a nation of Americans. And you're so damn busy as liberal generals in bed with Biden. You're so busy worrying about gay issues and transgender issues and critical race theory and chasing every white officer away. Make it a little lower so people can hear me. You're so worried about chasing away all the white extremists, which really translates to any white Republican in the military, that you've created an army that can't fight anymore. And we just ran away with our tail between our legs in Afghanistan. And a lot of people are going to die. A lot will be raped. A lot will be tortured. A lot will be thrown off buildings. It's disgusting and it's disgraceful. Maybe you should have spent more time worrying about a plan for an exit strategy in Afghanistan instead of worrying about whether military is pro-gay, pro-transsexual, pro-lesbian, or pro-bisexual. You're as bad as the NFL. You people are nuts. You're mentally ill. And you got a lot of people killed because you don't know what you're doing anymore.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
3.